Rick, start this bitch up. Let's do it.
Yep, Rick, you're in control. Straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
And welcome to week 27 of the NFL offseason and the return of the Semi-Pro Ducks podcast. Home this week again to a brand new edition of The Feud. And we've got a good one for you today, folks. As we all know, it's hot nerd summer. The reviews are in from last week's episode, and they don't get any better than my mom telling me she was able to listen to an entire episode without stopping through any sort of coercion. Truly an accomplishment. Not only is she the first non-semi-pro duck member to accomplish this, she did so without having any PTSD of going to the San Francisco Zoo and hearing the howler monkeys whoopering and hollering all day long, which she said was the only thing she could think about when listening to Jordan host the pod. It was a real shame. Speaking of the San Francisco Zoo and Jordan, I am sorry to hear about the passing of your relative Copy, the 63-year-old chimpanzee who had lived at the zoo since the 1960s. Be sure to pour one out for him this weekend. And by that, I mean just toss that little weird piece of the banana that nobody eats right onto the ground. Time to meet our competitors. He's only making his third appearance on The Feud, but he scored four times better than his first appearance, which was negative 500 Bahabucks. None of that really matters as he's back after a long layoff as he has been very busy at work. That's right. We have a true celebrity on the pod this week, an actual real life member of the law firm that helped get Bill Cosby out of prison. Originally from Bangkok, Thailand. Welcome back to The Feud, Mike.
Thank you, Rick. That was amazing.
Also on the pod this week, he's fifth all-time in The Feud standings with 14,100 Bahabucks. He has a 1-3 record all-time, and in an all-time San Diego Chargers fashion, he's on a three-game losing streak that came after his dominant start. All is well now for him after spending the last month in Southern California sun living that engagement life, or as the locals call it, La Vida Loca. He can meet you in Temecula because he's from Temecula, California. Welcome to The Feud, Jared.
Living La Vida Loca. Thanks for having me back on.
Welcome. And our returning champion. With his third win in a row last week, he moved himself into second all time in the Bahabucks standings with 24,319. He's been blackout drunk since England's 4-0 win over Ukraine on Saturday and has since gotten a full-size back tattoo that is a mashup of Harry Maguire's forehead put onto the mouth of the teeth of Harry Kane. For Jordan and Luke, just Google him. From Cockbridge Hope, Derbyshire, home of the Cockbridge play area and the pub The Cock, it's Pilla Bambler. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you, Rick. It is coming home. Good to be back, and it's great to be on The Feud with a couple of newly engaged boys.
Yeah, thank you. I think we very thanks. Nice to be a part of the club.
Yep,
we'll get very cool jackets.
Yeah, feels good. Thanks for everyone for all their well wishes that they sent to everybody. It was very nice. Madison was very overwhelmed and happy with all of you guys reaching out to her. So thank you.
Bree's excited too.
No one reached out to Bree, so
yeah, she didn't get a single text message. It was really weird. But yeah, let's start with it's coming home. We're recording on a Tuesday. England play Denmark on Wednesday in the afternoon, 12 o'clock specific time here out on the best coast. Maybe likely by the time this pod is released, the game will have been played. What do you have to say to your future self in the event of an England win and an England loss?
Well, I don't have anything prepared to say about an England loss. So, because they didn't lose on Wednesday, they won in emphatic fashion, 2-0. Just an excellent performance from England once again. Another clean sheet. Pickford, big dick pick with another stellar performance with a clean sheet and a great save on one of the Danes during the game, which was clutch. And then in addition to that, a great goal again by Sterling and a penalty kick goal for Harry Kane to seal it in the 73rd minute was big. So it was an excellent performance by England, and I'm looking forward to taking on Mike's greasy Italians Sunday afternoon.
So you're absolutely not prepared for a loss in any way?
I think if England play the way that they have been playing, which is winning, then they will win again.
Mm, if England wins, they'll win.
Yes. No, they've been playing really well, and I just think they're good enough to beat the Danes and move on.
Now, what happens if the Danes play like they've been playing, which is as a team that's won a lot, considering Christian Eriksen died and then they've been pretty much invincible since?
Except for when they lost to Finland and also lost to Belgium.
Doesn't count. A man died. You can't give them a loss.
Yeah, you're playing against a ghost, Pip. You can't beat the undead.
True. True. It's a little unfair. They won't be able to tackle him because he's a ghost. So, no, I think if they weren't playing England, then I would for sure be rooting for Denmark to go all the way.
Wouldn't it be very British to have probably one of the easiest slates or paths to a Euro final in a long time and then lose to the Danes one step before the championship?
Yeah, it's almost a mirror of what happened in the World Cup, where they kind of had a fairly easy knockout round and then got to the semis, and they lost to Croatia, which is probably a fairly even matchup, and I think the Danes are going to be fairly even too, but I think this, it might be their year, you know, not to sound like Chargers fans, but it could be their year.
How do you think it'll affect the team that we just celebrated England's greatest loss of all time 2 days ago? Do you think that will affect team morale?
I didn't know that India's independence was 2 days ago.
It was Singapore's.
Oh, Hong Kong?
I don't know where Burma was.
South Africa? Canada? I don't know what you're talking about, Mike.
Well, Canada's still part of the Commonwealth.
That's true. That's true. But I think we should probably get rid of them with all the stuff that's going on in Canada at the moment. You know, they don't seem like very nice people.
Well, they learn from the best, right?
Yeah, they learned how to treat the natives well from the English. So,
Italy, Spain in a penalty shootout on Tuesday. What do you like the penalty shootout, or should teams continue to run around after playing 120 minutes of soccer to play more soccer as they get more and more tired?
No, shootout's the way to go. It's a shitty way to lose, but you got to end it at some point. Great game, though. I thought Italy had it when Chiesa scored his golazo, and then Spain scored. And I feel really bad for Morata because he's been getting like death threats. His wife was getting death threats. Kids were getting death threats. And then he scores the tying goal and then gets the penalty saved in the shootout. So it's only going to get worse for him, which just sucks. Maybe he'll watch Mad World to cheer himself up. Or he'll make a video of it.
Hopefully the fact that that game went so long, I mean, I guess they'll have an extra day of rest, but maybe they'll be emotionally burnt and they'll play into the Danish hands when they play in the final.
Good one.
Mike, would you like to share your stat with the group?
I just looked up Burma's independence. That's an actual fact. On January 4th, 1948 at 4:20 a.m., the nation became independent.
Fucking nice, dude. Burma or Myanmar?
It was called the Republic of Burma, I believe.
Have you guys seen that during the coup? Did you guys see that video of that, like, state-sponsored workout video of that lady dancing in the street and behind her, like, the tanks are rolling in on the palace? Have you seen that video?
No.
back when, what was that, last year when there was that coup that happened in Myanmar? Yeah. Yeah, that video went viral. It's pretty wild to watch.
It's good to see the Brits left it in a great state. A nice, yeah. Stable government.
Very stable.
That's a strange place to get from talking about European soccer, but have you guys watched it at all, Jared, Mike?
I watched the England-Germany game in its entirety, and that was a good, I mean, people were saying it wasn't necessarily a fun game, but I was rooting for England, so I thought it was a really fun game to watch. But besides that, just bits and pieces. I've kept up with it just to see who's playing who, but that's about it.
Yeah, I haven't really watched, but sounds like now's the time to tune in.
Now is the time. There's two games left, so you're going to see some important matchups. And your Italians are in the final, so that's big for you.
Where are we watching the third place game on Saturday?
They don't have one.
Oh, there's actually not a third place game?
No, they really don't have one, which is great. They really shouldn't have those.
Yeah, what's the point of playing that? Just to get hurt?
Pretty much.
They should just give it to you.
Get rid of it.
They should just give it, based on goal differential for the other two losing teams, and then they just give, that's how they do third, fourth.
Yeah. That's how they should. I think that's how they do it. Or most points throughout the, most wins throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, imagine playing, so like when England loses and they have to, and they were to play in that third place game, and Harry Kane or whoever tears his ACL, and then their club is like, what the fuck? What was the point of that?
That wouldn't be good. But he'll probably get sold at some point. Hopefully.
British are good at doing that, selling people.
Yep.
And on that note, let's start the feud. Welcome to your first single Jeopardy feud categories. This week are as follows. Does everybody have a pen and pencil and ready to write the categories down? Getting a nod, getting nothing. Perfect. Here are today's categories. Team USA men's basketball. ESPN. The old stomping grounds. Sports math. And last game played for. An example of sports math would be a question like this. Marcus Mariota plus Brett Favre equals this plastic-faced asshole with 7 Super Bowl rings.
Oh, but
Mike?
Who is Tom Brady?
There you go.
8 + 4 = 12.
See?
Oh, that's why he's a lawyer, you know?
There we go.
It is. He does the big math. Philip, as our returning champion, you get to pick the first category of the day. Where would you like to begin?
Could you please go through those again, if you don't mind?
Team USA men's basketball, ESPN, old stomping grounds, sports math, and last game played for.
Last game played for. Okay. Let's go for ESPN for 300.
For 300. Now its own show, First Take, began as just a segment on this now defunct morning show on ESPN. Jared.
What is Get Up?
No. Pip.
What is Cold Pizza?
That is correct.
Espen, 400.
The rundown graphic that has now been popularized across nearly every sports channel and network was created for this talk show just a few months away from turning 20 years old.
Baja.
Pip.
What is Pardon the Interruption?
That is correct.
ESPN for 5.
ESPN stands for this.
Baha.
Pip.
What is Entertainment and Sports Programming Network?
That is correct.
Nice.
That was a guess. ESPN for 100.
ESPN launched in September 1979 with their flagship program. Replay is constantly available on at Taylor's TVs at 1 a.m.
Baha.
Jared.
What is SportsCenter?
That's correct.
Let's finish the category Mothership for 200.
The NHL on ESPN returns in 2021. Coverage ended after the 2004 Stanley Cup Finals, where this electric team won the first of their two. Pip?
Who are the Tampa Bay Lightning?
That's correct. ESPN is done and dusted. Where would you like to go to now?
Let's go sports math for 100.
Aaron Judge minus Wayne Gretzky equals this Portland point guard.
Baha.
Pip.
Who is Damian Lillard?
That's correct. Damian Lamonte Ali Lillard.
Zero?
Zero.
Zero or the letter O, I think, is technically what he wears. But
oh.
For some reason, I thought Gretzky was 98, but that doesn't make sense. So I was like, one, point guard one, Mello? I don't know.
Sports math, 200.
Buster Posey divided by Mike Vick equals this former Fresno State quarterback.
Baha.
Jared?
Who's Derek Carr? Four.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Did you make this up, Rick?
Yeah, for the most part.
It's good.
Let's do maths for three.
Found the first of our daily doubles here and a quick score check. Jared has broken even at zero. Pip is in the lead with 1,500. Mike is actually still a part of the pod. He hasn't been dropped off or anything like that, but he is also at zero. Jared, you can wager up to 1,000. How much would you like to wager?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, up to 500?
No, it's 1,000.
It's 1,000.
It's 1,000.
Fuck. Why not? Let's do 1,000.
For 1,000 Baha Bucks. Ja Morant plus LaMarcus Aldridge plus Sue Bird equals this former Buck, Sonic, Celtic, and Miami Heat Hall of Famer.
Yeah, can you read that one more time?
Ja Morant plus LaMarcus Aldridge plus Sue Bird equals this former Buck, Sonic, Celtic, and Heat Hall of Famer.
Who's Ray Allen?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, good job.
1,000 Baha Bucks to Jared. Very good. I thought throwing in Sue Bird there would be a little extra complicated. So you get the first double-double of the round, and you have control of the board.
Quick maths for four.
Troy Polamalu plus Michael Jordan's jersey when he first came back from playing baseball in 1995 equals this Indianapolis Colt Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Baha.
Pip.
Who is Marvin Harrison?
That is correct.
Either him or Reggie Wayne, right?
Yeah. I was waiting. I was hoping you were going to get it wrong. I was going to get the other one. So I was hoping. What was Polamalu's number?
Yeah,
43. I didn't know.
43? I thought it was 44. But then I was like, wait a second. That doesn't add up, but it does add up.
Plus 25, 45.
All right, math for five.
Math for five. Peyton Manning plus Eli Manning equals current Red Sox right-handed slugger who led baseball in RBIs in 2018. Jared?
Is it who is Martinez? JD Martinez?
That is correct.
Nice.
JD Martinez. 500. Jared, where would you like to go next?
Stomp for one.
Old stomping grounds. Before the Oilers moved to Tennessee, they played in the world's first. Jared?
What is the Astrodome?
That is correct.
I was going to say Houston, but
Mike, how you doing over there?
I was prepared to answer that one. I'm having fun.
I thought I heard you say Baha right after Jared, but it's a little too late.
I was also going to say Houston, and then I realized I should think harder and let him finish the sentence.
Yeah, let him finish the sentence, exactly. Fuck. We were hoping that there would be a bar questions category today for you, Mike, where you would run that one, or sports lawyers or something.
Maybe we'll get that in Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Let's do Stomp for two.
This team moved from Three River Stadium to PNC Park. A jolly move.
It was Jared.
Yeah. Who are the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Correct.
Stomp for three.
The former home to both the Phillies and Eagles, this stadium was demolished in 2004, or maybe you'd say discharged.
Bahab. What is Veterans Stadium?
That is correct. 300 Bahab bucks for Felipe.
400 stomping grounds.
In 1991, the White Sox stopped playing at this stadium and began playing at what is now Guaranteed Rate Field, built right across the street. Jared?
What is Kamenski Park?
I'll give it to you. Kamenski, not Kaminsky.
Oh, like Frank Kaminsky. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't want to give it to me, I get it, because you got screwed that one time with, didn't you mispronounce a name?
I think I drunkenly said Pistorius instead of Pistorius.
Well, I said Kaminsky instead of Kaminsky. So
you said Oster instead of Oster.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I'll let you three decide whether I get it or not. I won't, because that would be hypocritical of me.
I don't mind. if we don't give it to Jared, I'm gonna let Mike buzz in so he can actually get some points on the board.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't need your pity, Philip.
Well,
right? I'm coming for you.
Okay. You're right where you want to be, right?
Yeah.
Don't call it a comeback. All right, Jared, you got the points. You can continue with control of the board.
Now, if I lose, then right.
you can hold that over me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, playing under protest.
Just put the P in the air. Yeah,
there we go.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're already starting late. He doesn't want to stop us, but if he were to lose, we'll be always under protest.
Yeah.
Stomp the yard for five.
Before moving to Ford Field, Before moving to Ford Field, the Detroit Lions played at this stadium, also named for another American car company
in the
Detroit area. Philip.
What is the Pontiac Silverdome?
That is correct.
Nice.
Really didn't think anybody was going to get that one.
Nice.
The opening game of the 1994 World Cup was played at the Pontiac Silverdome.
The Lions throwbacks with like the silver lion in it with like the lines through it is a really underrated throwback, in my opinion.
I like the Lions colors.
Yeah. Overall, You're right. They have very clean, like current clean, nice uniforms. A very good logo. It's just they're so shitty for forever. Yeah. That you don't. If they were any good, that would be a great, like, yeah, just logo good, to have.
It's a good Madden team because they're so bad. Blue and the silver looks cool. So,
did they have silver helmets before they played in the silver dome? Silver domes, like the Golden Domers.
Domers. They've always had gray or silver. Yeah.
Isn't there like Thanksgiving throwback, just a plain silver helmet?
Yeah.
Mike's family lives in Michigan. There you go, Mike. You're getting in on this.
Yeah.
That question was set up for you, Mike. Come on.
That's exactly right.
That was a planted one for you, Mike. Come on.
Goodness. Pip, control the board. Two categories to go.
Mike's still reading about the history of Burma, so.
He had his old Burmese days book out. He's reading that.
It's going to be good for the Burma category next round.
Yeah.
Burma sports history.
Yeah, Burmese all-stars.
Okay, let's go for last game played for 100.
Last game played for 100. Emmitt Smith broke the all-time rushing record with the Dallas Cowboys, but added over 1,100 yards to his career with this team. Jared.
Who are the Arizona Cardinals?
That is correct.
Game for two.
In 2008, and at 45 years old, Randy Johnson, the big unit, won 8 games with this familiar divisional foe, getting his career win total to 303. Pip.
Who are the San Francisco Giants?
That is correct.
Ew.
Ew. 300, last game.
After a 4-game stint with the Tennessee Titans of all teams, Randy Moss retired in 2011 and then got very close to winning a Super Bowl in 2012 with this team. Jared?
Who are the New England Patriots?
Incorrect. Mike?
Who are the Vikings?
Incorrect.
2012. I don't even know if I have a guess. No, I don't know.
No guess.
I can't nail it down.
Just looking for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
He was on that team. Against the Ravens?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Don't remember it even a little bit.
Huh. Luke somewhere is just punching the air.
call us all out on it. On his wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be in the middle of his toast. He's going to be like, and fuck y'all for not getting that. Yeah. The last game, the $300 question in the... on the podcast. Of course, Randy Moss was on the 49ers in 2012. Okay. I think it goes back to me. Game.
Oh, is it you or is it Pip? It's you.
If nobody got it, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Just game for four. Okay. Last game for four.
Shaq, Diesel, the big Aristotle, Superman, Shaq Fu, Shaq Daddy. Those are 6 different nicknames for 6 teams that Shaquille O'Neal played for, ending his career with this team. Pip.
Should know this. This was a fortune question. I think what is the Boston Celtics?
That is correct. Finally happened. I wasn't listening enough to the pod and then crossed over and researched that you had done for something, and a hard question became easy.
I thought you were on that episode.
I don't listen to podcasts that I'm on when I'm on them or afterwards.
500.
Another 45-year-old, Jaromir Jagr, ended his second and 2.5 decade long career in the NHL with this team. It was a hot mess. Pip.
Who are the Calgary Flames?
That is correct.
I saw the NHL posted on Instagram that since 1980, at least one of Jaromir Jagr's former teammates has played in the Stanley Cup final every single year.
Yes.
And I looked him up probably 2 days ago. And so I saw that he was on the Flames.
God damn it, Pip. All right, last category.
Yeah. Yep. Team USA hoops for 100.
In 1989, FIBA amended its rules to allow NBA players to compete in the Olympics, leading the U.S. to put together a team that went by this nickname. Jared.
What is the dream team?
That's correct.
Almost, Mike.
Almost.
He's getting hot. He's warming up, I should say. Mike, keep the name Michael Jordan in your head for the next four questions. Yeah. You might get lucky.
Don't worry, I'll be hot by the end of the podcast.
Okay. Let's do Hooper for two.
From 2005 through 2016, he coached Team USA to a 75-1 record, winning 3 gold medals.
Uh-huh.
Jared?
Who is Coach K?
That is correct.
Whomst is?
Rest of the question was, while also winning 2 national championships at the same time. Hoops for three?
Yeah, Hooper for three.
In 1972, Team USA lost the gold medal game in great controversy, as this classic foe to America had 3 different attempts to run an inbounds play when they had no timeouts and no time on the clock.
Could you repeat the question?
In 1972, Team USA lost the gold medal game in great controversy, as this classic foe to America had 3 different attempts to run an inbounds play when they had 0 timeouts and 0 time left on the clock. Pip?
What is the Soviet Union?
Correct. Or the USSR.
Sadly, we have so many foes. It would have just been a shot in the dark.
Yeah. Afghanistan, I don't think, has a very good basketball team, though.
I don't think
better than Burma.
Yeah.
All right.
Great team, though.
Damn it, Mike.
Team USA hoops for 4.
Michael Jordan made his Olympic debut in 1984 before he was drafted, and this head coach was ahead of the curve then, calling him the best basketball player on the planet. Be on the lookout if you want to argue with him about it. He's been known to throw chairs at people he doesn't like. Jared.
Who is Coach Knight?
Correct. One Robert Knight. And the last clue, fresh off winning the 2004 NBA title, he led Team USA as head coach to their only bronze medal in Olympic history. Let me reread that because that was poorly done. Fresh off winning the 2004 NBA title, he led Team USA to their only bronze medal in Olympic history. Pip.
Who is Phil Jackson?
Incorrect.
I'm not guessing. That was my guess. Thank you, Pip. Mike, this is your time to shine right here, right now.
This is your chance to put Michael Jordan.
He's looking Googling it on his phone.
Yeah, Michael Jordan coached and played.
No guesses then?
No.
Who is Larry Brown?
Is he the Pistons one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very memorable basketball coach and a good basketball career for him there. So at the end of the first round of the feud, Mike answered a question. It was incorrect. He's at minus 300. Jared, Jared in second place with 2,700, nipping at the heels of Philip, who is in first place at 3,600. Before we get to double feud per D, Jared, do you want to talk to us about, I think, All-Stars, baseball All-Stars?
Yeah, I figure since none of us are Bucks or Suns fans and none of us are Lightning or Habs fans, sorry, Pip, we can fully focus our attention now on the real American pastime, baseball. So I pulled up some fun little All-Star game here facts that we can go over that I thought were fun. And then we can also just go over the current standings in baseball. And we can discuss how the Giants will fall apart in the second half of the season. Hey. So some fun facts here. The All-Star game was originally supposed to take place in Atlanta this year, but it got moved to Colorado. I believe it's not this weekend, but it's the weekend after, right?
Yeah.
By 13th.
It's a Tuesday, right? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Or the Tuesday after. Sorry. Right. Obviously last year the coronavirus canceled the 2020 All-Star game that was supposed to take place in Dodger Stadium. It was only the second time in All-Star game history that it was canceled. Do you guys know the first time it was canceled?
World War?
Yeah, World War. Exactly.
Good job, Mike. 200 Baja Bucks.
There we go.
Between 1959 and 1962, two All-Star games were held each season. So it kind of fucks with the stats a little bit of that we'll get to here in a minute. 1961, due to rain, the All-Star game ended in its first tie ever. 1962 is when the most valuable player was introduced for the game, and Maury Wills of the Los Angeles Dodgers won it.
Good TV. That was my show. Final Jeopardy category.
2002, the game ended in a tie for the second time in history. What else here? This is a fun segment called Jared Reads from a Website. So bear with me here. We're getting through it. Yeah, I guess that's all really kind of, I thought I just kind of pulled some fun facts there, but here is what I really wanted to go over and see if you guys could see who has the most All-Star game appearances with 21 times. Can you guess which famous MLB player?
Michael Jordan. Not Michael Jordan.
Isn't it Willie Mays?
It is not Willie Mays. Good guess, though. You're going to want to think it's definitely a big, 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 big time super famous baseball player.
Is it Ripken?
No, not Ripken.
Is it Frank Robinson?
Nope, not Frank the Tank Robinson.
Hammer and Hank?
Hank Aaron is the correct answer. That's right. 21 times.
Home run king.
The home run king. Most All-Star game MVP awards. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that have 2. That is the most. Can you name all 5 people?
Cal Ripken.
That is one of them, right? Cal Ripken has 2.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is not on this list. There's one that's a modern day player, Cal Ripken, and the rest are kind of older. One is really old.
Mike Trout?
Mike Trout has 2. Mike Trout and Cal Ripken are the 2 most recent. The rest are going to be tough. One of them, think of, you named him when you were guessing who has been in the most games.
Frank Robinson?
No. He's a very famous Giant.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Yeah, Willie Mays. The other 2 are Steve Garvey and Gary Carter.
Wow.
Who has the most hits in All-Star game history? We just said his name.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays has 23 All-Star hits.
Jesus.
Who has the most RBIs? We have not said this person's name yet. 12 RBIs in All-Star games.
Alfonso Soriano.
Not Michael Alfonso. Jordan. Not Michael Jordan. Ted Williams has 12 RBIs. Theodore Samuel Williams. who has the most home runs with six?
McGuire.
No.
Sosa.
Nope.
Hank Aaron.
Stan the Man Musial has six.
Wow.
Who has the most grand slams with one?
There's only ever been one.
That's what it says here. One. I don't even know who this guy is. It's Frederick Lynn. Fred Lynn.
Big Fred.
Fred Lynn Swan.
Who has the most stolen bases with six? It's a, somebody we've said and has been the answer Ricky correctly Henderson. Several times. No. Oh. We have not said Ricky Henderson's name yet.
I'm surprised it's not Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, it's Willie Mays. Six.
Huh.
Most wins with three.
National League.
This was a Major League Baseball player between 1930 and 1943. He has three wins. There's no way.
1930 and 1943.
He has one of those nicknames for a, you know what I mean? A nickname for a first name.
Shoelace Wagner.
No, not Shoelace Wagner. It's Lefty Gomez. Vernon Lefty Gomez. He was a Yankee and a Senator. He's got, he was a 5-time World Series champion and won 3 All-Star games. It's pretty good. And then who has the most strikeouts with 19? He's an old Dodgers pitcher.
Valenzuela?
No.
Like old, old?
Old, old. Yeah. Like picture in black and white old.
Oh.
Older than like Honeycutt and shit like that.
Oh, the only other Dodger pitcher I can think of right now is Oral Hershiser.
Not yeah, Oral.
That's all I can think of too.
Don Drysdale has 19 strikeouts. So yeah, that was a little fun facts about the All-Star game. Do we know who the starting pitchers are? I didn't even pull that up. Has that been decided?
No, you find that out on like the Thursday or Friday before, because
they might pull somebody.
Yeah, they don't want to like have a guy pitch on Sunday and then have him start the All-Star game on Tuesday or something dumb like that. So,
right,
it should be DeGrom and I don't even know who. I guess like Shohei Ohtani in the AL.
They are not going to have. Well, I guess they probably should. The MLB is trying to milk him out for every other tweet the MLB account does is Shohei Ohtani. So yeah, that should be exciting. For current standings in baseball, right before we headed here to the summer break, the Red Sox, the White Sox, and the Astros lead in the American League, and the Mets, Brewers, and Giants surprisingly lead in the NL. And overall wild card, the Athletics are tied for a wild card spot, the second wild card spot behind the Rays. And the Dodgers and Padres are there for the National League. So there you go. So, Rick, how do you think the Giants will fare in the second half of the season?
Oof. They're already like 4 games in and it's not going well. So I don't think that's going to change a whole bunch. Like, they're going to struggle against the Dodgers down the stretch and that's going to hurt them. And they're in a bit of a slump right now, but I don't know. Like, you take a team that everybody I think thought would finish a really distant third in the division and they could possibly at this point finish third and get a wild card spot. Like, I'll take that.
Yeah. I think that's the way they're playing in a wild card is very realistic for them, if not better, if they just keep doing what they're doing. Pip, yeah. How do you feel about your A's?
You know, they were doing really well to start and they've kind of hit a slump here the last couple weeks, but they can't beat Houston and like they're losing right now 6-9. So
nice.
Yeah. Nice. They're just Mike.
Nice.
Thanks. They're good, but I've seen it before and it's going to come down to a wild card game, probably against Tampa. And if it's not against Tampa, it's going to be against Boston. Or maybe the Yankees, if the Yankees start playing well.
But Yankees, big stinky, big stinky team.
So I don't know. We'll see. It's going to come down to a one game playoff probably, and anything can happen. So I'm not like overly concerned about it. Cause I've seen them have great regular seasons before and it's all fall apart in the playoffs. But I guess the good thing is that we're still better than the Mariners and we're still better than the garbage Angels. So who are wasting two of the best talents in this decade.
Something to keep your eye on for the inevitable collapse in August. But the Mariners are only 3.5 games out of the wildcard spot right now. So wouldn't that be a fun wildcard game, A's and Mariners? That would be great for the friend group. Mike, your Padres right there in the wildcard spot. How do you feel about your pods?
You know, I can't say I've been paying that much attention, but
like a true San Diego fan.
Yeah.
Mike, name a current San Diego Padre for 100 Bahabucks.
Tatis.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow, huge fan.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Mike, diehard Pods fan.
Mike, you need to load up on some the new Padres gear, the brown stuff. It's nice. You need to load up on that.
Will do.
Mike's going to go back to his book. Okay, that's all I have for All-Star Game / baseball update before we get into the doldrums of summer.
Mike, what's happening in Burma right now?
I don't know what's happening in Burma, but I do have a mini segment if you guys want to play a mini version of sport or not a sport.
Let's do it.
Sure, let's do it.
And you may or may not know this, but North Korea has some of its own basketball rules. And I'm prepared to read some of them out, which may or may not be real. And you guys can tell me if they're...
This is rule or not a rule, not game or not a game. Okay.
Of North Korean basketball, rule or not a rule. Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I'm in.
Okay, Rick. In North Korea, slam dunks are worth 3 points rather than 2.
That is correct.
You're right.
As it should be.
Are in fact worth 3 points. All right, next up. Pip or Jared?
I'll go.
Okay. Distance shots are still worth 3 points, but if you make the shot without the ball touching the rim at all, it's worth 4 points.
I could see Kim Jong vibing to that. So yeah, I think that's real.
Pip, that's also correct. Yes.
I was just about to ask you after the first question was, do they still have 3-pointers? So good thing I didn't.
I also think those are the only two Korean basketball rules that I knew. So I felt very confident starting off there. From here on out, gonna be a shit show for guessing.
Anybody's game. Okay, next to Jared. Free throws in North Korea, if they are missed, they are minus 1 point.
I'm going to say that's not a rule, because if you miss one, they just throw you in a concentration camp.
So, no. They might do that as well, but it is a rule.
Wow.
Wow. I would be a fan of bringing that to the NBA, not the concentration. But I think that would force a lot of these, you know, Lucas and Giannis's or whatever to work on their free throws a little bit.
Also, the like hack-a-shack strategy would be incredible, because like you would like immediately put yourself back into the game.
Yeah, I guess that would be the downside of that. There'd be a lot of some crazy fouls at the end of a game.
But if you're also doing a hack-a-shack and it's on Giannis and he dunks on you and he gets 3 points, it can turn into a 5-point play or turn into a 1-point play. I mean, oh, what a man. Imagine gambling on that. That would be too much fun.
North Koreans finally got something right.
No wonder Dennis Rodman likes it over there. So
yeah, it's all starting to add up.
All right, Rick, we're moving on to you. A successful shot taken from anywhere on the court in the final 3 seconds of the game is worth 8 points.
Any shot anywhere is worth 8 points?
In the last 3 seconds of the game. So it's basically a buzzer beater.
I think that's I think Kim Jong-un is all about having fun, and nothing better than a team being down 7 and just needing to make a layup to tie the game or whatever, take the lead. To then also potentially lose by 8.
You are correct, Rick. That is right.
That's electric.
That's pretty crazy.
Can somebody put these rules into like 2K or like run it through Basketball Reference where like we see what a season would look like if teams played like this?
You just get like a update on your video game to play North Korean rules.
Imagine betting the line and and then it's just an 8-point swing at the end of the game.
All right, I got the last one. This is the last one I got. So I guess Pip and Jared, you can both answer it. In North Korean basketball, games can end in ties. True or false?
If they've gone through all these things to make it more crazy and stuff, or not have, there's no way that they allow it to end in a tie. How can you have that 8-point swing at the end of the game and then let it end in a tie?
I don't think they can allow. Yeah, I think they play overtime.
I think it ends in a tie, but then everybody also gets thrown into a river with a brick tied around their feet.
Right.
I don't know about the brick, but you are both wrong. Games can actually end in
ties. Oh, my God.
They didn't think that one through.
So you literally brought on 6 facts about...
Yeah, they're all true. But I thought I'd turn it into a game, and that was pretty fun.
Mike was playing that Wikipedia game where you can get from one subject to another, and he started with Burma, and by the time we were ready for his subject or his segment, he was on Korean basketball.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now he's ready to get hot in the feud again.
Yeah, Mike's hot. Mike's already hot.
I was just buying time. I'm actually really warm now. I'm warmed up.
All right. Get hot, stay cool out there, Mike. Let's get to Double Feud Pretty. Your categories in the second round are sports crossword clues.
Oh my God.
That might be like the most, like, we're starting here at the top. It's gonna very quickly drop down. This double jeopardy is a wild one. Nobody sent me any categories this week, so this is truly like an entire board of essentially Rick names across all categories. So it's gonna be a doozy. Second category: football movie quarterbacks, historical before and after, college towns, and college colors.
Are those two separate ones?
Yes.
Okay.
College towns and college colors.
Yes.
Where are the Rick names?
Yeah, Rip.
It's Final Jeopardy.
Name all of Mike Trout's nicknames. That's Final Jeopardy.
Mike, you are trailing at -300 Bahabucks, but you're feeling warm here. Where would you like to begin?
Let's go college colors for 2.
For 2. From the Big 12, burnt orange and white.
Fuck.
Jared.
What is the University of Texas?
Correct. The Texas Longhorns for 200.
Let's do Carl Anthony Towns for 200.
Carl Anthony College Towns?
Yeah, for 200.
The Nevada Wolfpack are the biggest little college in this biggest... Jared?
What is Reno? Or where is Reno?
What is Reno? What a great question. That is correct as well for another 200.
think that one should go to VAR, Rick.
Cross for two.
Crossword right. clues.
All right, Jared.
A general sports term for a violation for breaking the rules of the game. Four letters.
Bah.
Pip.
What is a foul?
Foul.
That is correct for 200 Baja Bucks. Pip.
All right, football movie quarterbacks for 200.
There you go, Pip.
Ronnie Bass went by the nickname Sunshine. Pip.
What is Remember the Titans?
That is correct. Didn't even let me read the clue there.
Ronnie Bass, Sunshine. Historical before and after for 200.
Seattle running back who won an MVP, the guy from the Broadway play.
Oh.
Jared?
Who is Sean Alexander Hamilton?
That's correct.
You should have stopped reading that question, Rick.
Yeah, where were you going to go with that?
I don't know. I wasn't going to go anywhere. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't going to go anywhere. I was going to say Sean Alexander. And then just not say anything.
All right, Jared, you've got control of the board.
Colors for four.
From the ACC, burnt orange and Chicago maroon.
Baja.
Jared?
Who is Virginia Tech?
Correct.
Man.
That was a shot in the dark there.
Oh. Not funny.
Jared, next clue.
Colors for six.
Big Ten, scarlet, gray, and black. Pip.
What is Rutgers?
Correct.
Colors, eight.
AAC, black, red, white. AAC. Black, red, white. Pip.
What is Cincinnati?
Correct. The Bearcats.
Nice.
Good get.
Nice.
Well, let's finish it off. Let's finish off the colors.
Is the first of our two daily doubles in this round and a score update. Mike, still a part of the feed, still at negative 300. Jared is at 3,700 and Pip has 5,400 Baja Bucks. How much would you like to wager?
Let's go 3,000.
3,000. SEC, Cardinal, and White.
What is Arkansas?
That is correct. 3,000 Baja Bucks. Quite the wager brings you to 8,400 into quite a commanding lead.
Historical before and after. 800.
Winningest coach in regular season NBA history meets the man who wrote the book Long Walk to Freedom.
I know the coach. I don't know the book, though.
I'm not guessing. You got this, Mike.
Don't know.
No one?
Nah.
Okay. Looking for Don Nelson Mandela.
Is that his books?
Long Walk to Freedom. Pip's still in control of the board. Where'd you like to go?
Yeah, let's do historical before and after for 400.
NBA broadcaster on TNT, the guy who came up with E equals MC squared.
Uh-huh.
Pip?
Who is Marv Albert Einstein?
That is correct.
Was that 400 or 600?
400.
That was 400.
Before and after for 600.
Late English Prime Minister horse racing track.
Baha.
Jared.
What is Winston Churchill Downs?
That is correct. For good 600. Job. Jared.
Cross for four.
This part of the baseball field is always a different material than the rest of the field. 12 letters.
What? Could you repeat that?
This part of the baseball field, Jared.
But is the warning track.
Correct.
All right.
Was it counting the...
Yeah.
It's technically two words, but if it were in a crossword clue, it would be 12
right,
letters.
12.
Long. So
I was initially thinking base paths, but I'm like, that's not 12. Cross for six.
A golfer who scores a two on a par five, 9 letters.
Uh-huh.
Pip.
What is an albatross?
Yeah. That's correct. Pip in control of the board.
Crosswords 800.
The equipment which acts as a projectile goes from one side to the other. It is a conical shape with feathers based on a rounded cork base. Aerodynamically very stable. Oh, I didn't put how many letters. 12 letters.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
What is a shuttlecock?
Correct.
A shuttlecock.
There we go.
Good job, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
I'm in the green.
800 with 800 Baha Bucks, you were out of the hole with 500, a career best for you so far. Where would you like to go, Mike?
Watch out, it's hot.
I'm hot.
Finish it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Do it, Mike.
So back in the red, let's make it a true daily double.
A true daily double for your $1,000 clue here. A defensive specialist in volleyball who wears a different color jersey than the rest of the team. 6 letters.
What is an anchor?
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
You're looking for libero.
Never guess.
That's impossible.
Mike's still in control of the board. You're back to zero. Plenty of questions here for you to get hot again one more time.
Let's do movies for four.
In Odessa, Texas, Mike Winchell had one job: give the ball to Booby Miles, a game plan that almost worked out for the Panthers in this film.
Uh-huh.
Pip?
What is Friday Night Lights?
That is correct.
Never seen it. Is it good?
It's Yeah, good inspirational movie film.
Yep. Let's finish off historical before or after.
Former home to the Texas Rangers, home of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
What it?
You bitch.
Pip.
What is the ballpark in Arlington National Cemetery?
That is correct. Very good.
Let's go football movies for 600.
Burt Reynolds was the original quarterback, and Mike?
What is the longest yard?
That is correct.
Good job, Mike.
I think I'm out of the shit again.
Career high, 600 points currently for Mike. Mike, control, where'd you like to go?
Keep it going. 800, please.
Keanu Reeves plays Shane Falco in this movie where he leads a team of non-professionals during a labor strike.
Keanu Reeves in a sports movie?
Jared.
What is the Replacements?
That is correct.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Very good.
Does The Matrix count as a sports movie?
Movie 1000.
Jamie Foxx was a third string starting quarterback for the Miami Sharks when Al Pacino called on him to take over the starting spot in this movie that also has one of the great motivational speeches of all time in it. Jared.
What is Any Given Sunday?
That is correct. 1000 Baja Bucks. Jared, one category left. Where would you like to go?
Yeah, towns, 4.
A Native American legend says that the city of Stillwater, home to this college town, was named because of... Jared?
What is Oklahoma State University?
That is correct. Because the creek on the water on the creek was always still. Jared?
6.
Maybe West Virginia has a 56% graduation rate because the students all realize living in this city was a huge mistake. Is that Jared?
I mean, I'm going to say it was.
I'm going to say it was me.
Mike?
We can flip a coin. I don't know.
I'm going to give it to you, Pip, since you let me get Kaminsky.
All right. What is Morgantown?
That is correct.
Thanks, Jared.
Mm-hmm. Whoops, good. I gave you 6,000. That's cheating. That's
good.
That's cheating. Pip?
800.
From Timbuktu to Kalamazoo, a real place is the home of this Mac College.
Baja.
Pip?
What is Western Michigan University?
That is correct.
It was another planted question for you, Mike, that you dropped the ball on.
Last clue here. 1,161 miles north of Miami, Florida, Miami University of Ohio resides in this city, which was named the best college town in America in 2014.
Baja.
Pip?
What is Oxford?
That is correct.
I thought that was a trick question. I thought it was like, what is Miami, Ohio?
All right. Well, there we are through the double feud category. Mike is on the plus side and technically still alive going into Final Jeopardy with 600. Jared, a very nice total, 6,900 Baja Bucks. Ooh. And Pip is in the lead with 13,200 Baja Bucks. So it's not quite a runaway. I can't do math currently here. As we begin our wagers for Final Jeopardy here, the category, are we just jumping right into it? I guess there's no more bits or segments or anything, right?
Mike, how's life?
Life. Life's fine, Pip. How's life for you?
That's good. Yeah, it's good. Just wanted to see how you're doing. How's law?
That's pretty good. It's been a slow couple of weeks. People stop.
It never sleeps.
Yeah, it does never sleep, but it's been slower.
And your camping trip this weekend, are you all prepared for it?
Not prepared for it yet. Got some shopping left to do, and I got to print some passes because going to the Ho National Rainforest in on the Olympic Peninsula, so it's going to be pretty good.
Hopefully it doesn't rain.
I don't think it's forecasted to rain or...
It's a rainforest, Mike.
Well, you're right about that.
You guys are going for Heather's birthday, right?
Yeah, her birthday's on the 8th, so we're going to go Thursday, Friday. I think we might be coming back Saturday, just so we have like a day to rest and get back into the swing of things.
Are you taking Lily or no?
I don't think dogs are allowed, so we're going to put her at the sitters. And otherwise, I don't know, I'd be fine taking her, but I don't think she's allowed, so I think that's why.
Are you good at camping, Mike? Do you do a lot of camping in your time?
I mean, I've camped plenty of times before. It's not that something I think you can be good or bad at unless you have zero idea what you're doing.
Are you going to be backpacking? Are you going to be able to drive up to the site or what?
I think we're going to have like a central camp, and then there are like hikes that we're going to do and stuff. And then there's like a wild game farm. So we're going to go check out some of the animals there. And then there's like a star gazing spot. And then there's like a couple trails we want to do.
A wild farm, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See like a Monopoly tree, a wild clue board, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that kind of game, but I would definitely go to one of those, right?
Definitely look out for Brandon. You might see him out there. You might run into him.
Is he in Seattle right now?
No, it was a joke. He's just always outside.
He's always outside somewhere. So mm-hmm. You never know. Right, so
you might run into him. Yeah. I always look for him when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah.
Well, cool. That was Talking Mike. So
let's do Talking Pip. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Yes, I'm going to Denver.
Oh, yeah.
It should be fun. Very excited for Lucas's nuptials. And it should be a very, very good weekend. I applied for two jobs this week, one in Denver and one in Minneapolis. So cross your fingers that I get one of those, everybody, please. And
the warm cities.
Other than that, yeah, well, it's anything's better than living on the edge of hell, like the South. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all that's going on here.
How, Rick, how are you? How's been going into work?
It's been good. It's a lot of people still walking past upwards of four signs saying to please still wear a mask because we're a medical facility and people still not wearing masks. That's very fun for them to be like, oh my God, I totally forgot. You just like don't have to wear them anywhere. So I just figured you don't have to here either. Like, no, it's still part of the rules. Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how quickly we reverted back to not wearing masks.
Yeah, it was felt nice. Went like clothes shopping for the wedding this weekend and didn't have to wear a mask and was like walking around a bunch and just already walking around with the mask on, not good for me. Walking around without the mask on, slightly better. Didn't get winded, so.
Well. Jared, did your parents know about you proposing?
Yeah, I told them when we were in Vegas about a week or two before. I mean, they had like a general idea, but like I waited to tell them in person. So I told them in person. And then since we were down. I've been down in, like Pip or like Rick said at the beginning of the podcast, I've been down in San Diego or North County for the past 5 weeks, staying at Madison's mom's mainly. And so I was able to ask Madison's mom and Madison's grandmother in person. Her dad's a dentist, and he was out in at his practice in Blythe, which is like near the Arizona border, basically. And I had to call him. But other than that, I was able to get everyone's permission in person. So that was good. It all kind of came together nicely. And to do it there on Ponto Beach, or basically in Encinitas / Carlsbad. She really liked it on the beach. I was very, 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 very afraid I was going to drop the ring in the jetty. If you look in the photos, we're out on a jetty with all those rocks. And I was like terrified I was going to drop the ring into the jetty and it would have been gone. There's no way we would have fucking gotten it. So that was spooky. Besides that, it went well. How did you do it, Rick?
I had told Bri I was going to get a haircut after work and then
still haven't gotten it.
I got a haircut the other day, but actually Sport Clips like fucked up my online check-in and I was there waiting for like 20 minutes and then got a text and it was like, ah, bummer you missed your check-in. You'll have to like head back to the app and find another store with a better waiting time. And I was like, not doing this all over again. So ring was ready to get picked up. So grabbed it at the store at the ring store, went to the grocery store, got flowers and beer and champagne and some cookies and ice cream because, you know, get a little something for me too. And got everything all set up while Bri was at work drinks and just holding on to the cat with the ring box on top. And Bri just started crying, had to pee. It was very awkward.
Jared, did you go to Jared?
I do not. I know. It feels like it's a big time missed opportunity. Maybe I could have gotten like a discount or something, but I went to Ben Bridge here in Seattle. I guess my next question is, so you heard how Rick and I did it. Pip and Mike, how will you two do it? You should just give us your ideas right now.
I'm waiting for Pip to talk to me. So
I'm waiting for her.
Well, it would help if you guys are in the same city to do it to each other. So
I have no idea what he's planning. I've got a backup plan just in case, but
right.
Yeah. And I've never met Heather, so I don't think I could propose to her yet. And I don't think Mike's ever met Sam, so he can't propose to her. So,
I mean, Mike's definitely met Sam Hanglin before, so he could propose to her.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, that's all I'd like to talk about that.
Rick, the whole time when we see each other or see everybody for the reminder of for the year, we're just going to have to pressure in all the people that haven't done it yet into asking them when they're going to do it in front of their significant others.
Just staring at Andrew and Jordan.
Yeah. So when are you going to do it? Time. Yeah. That should go over well. Get a little bit of liquor in them first, or in the girlfriends first, and then ask them. That'll go over well.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That'd be ideal.
Good wedding conversation talk of so when you, huh?
Yeah, you're next, huh? Huh?
Can't wait to get cornered by Bri in the Airbnb gunpoint.
Yeah, spooky.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the over under at 8.5 beers that Pip will drink at the wedding. Will we have to carry Pip out? Will he black out or not?
When is the reception?
Saturday night.
Yeah, but like, do you know what time?
Oh, I don't know. 6, 5. No, I think it starts at 5, 6, something like that. 7.
I'd take over on that then.
Over 8.5.
Yeah.
On the day or just at the reception?
Just at the reception.
Oh. I'm gonna call it push. I think it gets through exactly 8.5 beers.
He just yaks. That's it.
With the altitude, you know.
Yeah, you know, people have been warning me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something you mess with, bro. You know. Mother Nature. So I don't know. I'm planning on sticking to beer, but
famous last words.
Mile High, so you know, getting high and drunk is kind of bad combination.
How many Coors Lights do you think Rick will put away?
Depends if he brings a flask of Black Velvet with him or not.
Mm. Rick, are you dedicated? Have you bought a flask? Are you ready to sneak in booze to Luke's wedding?
Don't have a flask.
Sneaking in booze to an open bar.
Well, you know they're not gonna have Black Velvet there, so Rick's got to do something.
Those goddamn people with taste when want good alcohol. Jesus. Thinking, I don't know what. Yeah, beer probably the way to go. You drink Coors, it's like having water.
Right. I feel bad that, like, if it's an open bar, like, dedicate to beer. Like, beer is the cheapest part, you know, unless they're doing it by consumption. If they're just paying for an open bar, like, full out, it would be our duty to drink the nicest liquor and as much most possible to get all of our money's worth to help them out. But if they're doing it on consumption, then if we all just stick to light beer, it will help them out in the long run. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm going to pull Luke aside like right before the wedding and just ask him, yo, so how's this way?
As he's standing in front of everybody. Just
I'll pull Katie aside. Well, she's walking down the aisle. Like, hey, Katie, so.
So the open bar?
How does this work?
See, Mr. Harlan, you're paying. So like the open bar, cost effective, which works best for you? Is a high liquor or high volume?
Yeah, I'm doing this for you. You know.
I want to avoid the wine. I think that's going to be my one rule.
Yeah, when you start mixing like that, like a wine with dinner, then you go back to something else, and then it gets dicey.
I also get super tired after drinking wine, so I want to make it like through the night.
What's more likely for me?
I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to need some coffee right in the middle of the reception, just to make sure I make it through.
What's more likely, one of the Oregon friends getting too drunk and having to get carried out, or one of the Auburn friends, one of Katie's friends getting too drunk? Auburn. Or wild card, Iowa people from Luke's side of the family.
That's a good one. I think Auburn.
I think there's going to – do you think – I feel like there's not a whole lot of like Oregon people that are going to be there. Like, I feel like numbers wise, you just play that game, you probably just go with Auburn.
I think Auburn.
Those people from the Midwest, they can fucking drink.
Mike, what food are you bringing to camp with? Are you guys going to be bringing anything nice for her birthday or no?
I think we'll save some of the like nicer food for when we get back, and we're gonna go out to dinner and stuff like that. Got some plans when we actually are back in town.
Are you proposing this weekend?
Well, you're not here, so
okay, good.
I'll be.
I don't want to miss it. So
you might see something at Fronik's wedding, Pip. I might have something for you.
Oh, that would be good to do. Propose right during the ceremony at Ronnie's wedding.
Perfect.
Kayla would love that.
Yeah.
Rick, can you go over the scores again?
Back to the feud. Mike with 600 points. Jared with 6,900 points. And Philip with 13,200 points going into Final Jeopardy.
Thank you.
It's not a runaway.
It's Rick. Not a runaway.
Yeah.
It is anyone's game. Michael.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Not at all, cowards.
Bet enough to have $600 because Mike's going to wager nothing.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the Final Jeopardy category then?
Yes.
The category is college competitions. Please send your wagers to me and me only. We'll pop out the chat here to have it close.
I'm not Googling anything. I'm literally using the calculator.
Send in your wagers. Breaking sports news, the Phoenix Suns have won game one of the 2021 NBA Finals 118-105 over the Milwaukee Cream Cities. Philadelphia Phillies lead the Chicago Cubs 15-9 at Wrigley Field in the bottom of the ninth. Angels ahead of the Red Sox 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh in the Big A. Arizona Diamondbacks are up 3-2 over the Colorado Rockies, top of the second, runner on first. No out there for the Rockies. San Diego Padres are up 4-3 on the Washington Nationals. The Friars at to bat, runners on first and third with one out there. Oh, it's 4-3 now. I think it, did I say it was 4-3? It's still 4-3. All right. Well, enough for that unpaid, unsponsored scoreboard update. Our wagers are in, and it is time to read the clue. This cumulative college competition is awarded to the most successful overall athletic program in each division of college sports, based on their order that they finish competing for national championships.
You got to repeat that.
This cumulative college competition is awarded to the most successful overall athletic program in each division of college sports, based on the order that they finish competing for a national championship.
In a year?
In 1 year. So from when all of the college sports end to the time when all of the college sports end, teams get points for finishing and winning college championships.
Yeah.
So you're sending in your answers. Some more live sports updates for when this comes out on Thursday. The Miami Marlins beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in 10 innings, 2-1. Texas Rangers take down the Detroit Tigers, 10-5. Kansas City Royals beat the Cincinnati Reds, 7-6. The Houston Astros finished off the Oakland A's, 6-9. Nice. And the Chicago White Sox, the Southsiders, beat the Twins, 4-1. Milwaukee and the Mets was postponed, as was Cleveland at Tampa Bay.
Not Tampa Bay. whatever.
Waiting on one final answer, Michael. Okay, we have our totals. Starting with Michael, who answered then wager?
I gave you a wager.
I'm saying, do I read the answer or the wager?
Oh,
you read the answer and then the wager.
Okay. Mike answered, what is the aggregation celebration?
That's what it should be called.
That is incorrect. He wagered one Bahubuck and will end at 599. Jared was in second place. He put down, what is the Capital One National College Championship? That is incorrect as well. Jared wagered 6,831, and he finished with 69 Bahabucks. Philip put down something very close, but also incorrect. What is the Capital One Season of Champions trophy?
It's Jared. I think we're both thinking of the same thing. It has to start. It has to be sponsored by Capital One, right?
I think it was sponsored by Cap. It might have been. I don't think it's what it's called anymore, or its non-sponsored name. Philip wagered 3,769, and he finishes with 9,431. He is our winner. The answer we are looking for is the Director's Cup.
What?
Director's Cup. Stanford had won it for 25 consecutive years until this year when Texas beat him out.
Wow. The Director's Cut. Mm-hmm. Director's Cup.
See, what was it previously called?
Oh, we're thinking of the Capital One Cup.
It's different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is something else completely different.
Yes. This is the Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, which has been given out since 1993-94 when North Carolina won. Stanford finished in second, and then Stanford won for 25 straight years. Until this year, where the NCAA imposed a rule that you could only have a certain number of teams that were eligible for national championships. And they didn't have enough. So they finished in second place. What a bunch of works.
Oregon, since 93, has only been on here twice. In 2016-17, we finished ninth. And then in 2015-16, we finished 10th. So let's go, Ducks.
Go.
Ducks.
That was tough.
That was a hard one. It was felt like the wacky dad of feud games game boards for me this week. I think I hyped myself too far up. I messed up reading too much.
I think
wasn't
you did
the
it.
Wrong performance.
Yeah,
for
what
me.
Are you talking about? That was great.
Yeah, it was good.
I stumbled over upwards of four words. I think it was poor.
Well, at least all of your answers were the correct answers.
That is true. Yeah.
Very true.
Didn't fuck that one up. Well, thank you for listening to The Feud, everybody. Hopefully you'll be able to listen to this before I see you next, or I guess technically future you listening to this after I've seen you. It was very good to see you. If you listen to this before you see me, I can't wait to see you. Thank you for listening to The Feud, everybody. Have a great day, great afternoon, great night, depending on also on when future you is listening to this compared to when past me said it.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's coming home.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire. Shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain.